Praise the Lord. Today we are devoting today to breakthrough, business breakthrough. This year we end better than last year ended in the name of Jesus. Sit down first. Listen, Proverbs chapter 3. Let's read verse 5 and verse 6. We are in this world, but not of this world. I repeat, we are in this world, but not of this world. The God we serve works by principles. Principles. He says what? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The emphasis, with all thine heart. Number one, God, concerning his children, he doesn't want to share glory with anyone. You either depend totally on God, or you depend totally on your uncle, on any man. That is why he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. That is, don't even trust in any ability you think you have. Christians, our boasting is always, we should boast in the Lord. Don't say you know how you will do it. Don't say you are smart, you know what to do. And don't put your trust on anybody that has promised you. Even if the person says, come tomorrow, I am going to give you employment. I am going to give you market to sell. I am going to give you a connection. What you are to do is to pray unto God before you go there. Live a life of total dependence upon God, because tomorrow the person can change his mind. But when you commit it first unto the Lord, praise God. When you commit it first unto the Lord, I learned this principle from somebody I knew. When I needed to see a governor or something I needed, and with a phone call, she made the phone call, and they are saying, oh, no problem, come. I see you. Oh, come now. Just, I need this, so just come. And the sister said, don't mind these people. Oh. Said, this is her principle. She took one day and prayed with fasting first before going for that appointment. He said, you can reach there. This old demon, if you go there now and wait here at the fire, no go get. Let me commit that into the hand of God first. That is what the book of Proverbs is saying. Don't think of your connection, of your ability. Your quotation for that job may be the cheapest and you may not get it. And somebody else will come and get it. I am determined that this year, me personally, this principle I'm teaching, principles I apply for myself. I am determined that this year will end better than last year ended for me. I don't know about you. If it is, then say it to yourself. This year, don't just say amen to my own pronouncement. Say it and mean it. This is the principle to do, to make it. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6. He said, in all thy ways, in all, not some, live a life of total dependence on him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And when you do it, he shall direct thy paths. And when God directs your path, you can never miss it. And one of the ways we acknowledge God is prayers. Because always remember, praise God. Anytime I travel out of the country for programs in Europe, outside Nigeria, especially Europe, America, what do you call them? Where our people gather there. This is what I tell them. Every time I let them read John chapter 15. Now, this is what verse 5 says. It says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And I know some of you are maybe watching me now from overseas. You left your country, Africa, to go there for the betterment of your life. All of us sitting down here, brother, you left your village. You came to Lagos. You didn't come to look at overhead bridges. You didn't come to look at Atlantic Ocean. You came here for the betterment of your life. They call it seeking for greener pastures. A brother was in my office on Sunday with, he said, his first fruit. And when I asked him, he said he relocated from Kaduna to come to Lagos to hustle. He's here to hustle. Where is your shop? He said, you don't get shop. It's a warehouse. They carry load. And this is the first money he made as he came to Lagos. And he's coming for first fruit. I said, this young man is wise. This is it. He's acknowledging God. And I bless him. I bless him from my heart. And I know those words I spoke over him will come to pass. I believe it. And I say it that you want to make it and you are a Christian. Let me tell you, all these people that you see them making it in the market, in that line of your business, nobody can make it if you are not connected somewhere. I'm saying it again. We are Africans. We know. If you are making it, somebody will come and even ask you, oh boy, where you dey go? I beg, show me way. The laws of economy don't work for here like that. Therefore, and where they belong, they follow the rules strictly. They follow it. The only people that, you know, I see so foolish in this whole world are Christians. You come to Christ and you will not follow him also like that. What did the Bible say? Those that know their God, what will happen? They will be strong and they will do exploits. You must belong somewhere. They belong to one society or the other. They have one shrine they are serving. What of us? A man came to me, and maybe I've shared this some time ago. He came to me for counseling and told me, said, Pastor, don't look at me like this. My condition now make me be like this. He said, I had this number of cars. I was controlling millions. He said, a demon, what do you call it, looking for wealth, they took him to a river. He said, Pastor, no be dream. He said, life, a woman, spirit, a woman, came out of the water. And they did marriage. He said when he got home the next day, he was sleeping, a woman tapped him. That same woman tapped him in his room and woke him up. He said, so what do you want to achieve? What do you want? He said he needed money. Okay, but this will be the condition, you will not marry because I'm already marrying you. He told me this by himself. He said, then there's money you're going to make now that I'll make you to get. Take it and build a house. Keep one room for me there. Every money you make, once they pay you, business you pay, they pay you. He said, bring 10% of that money and drop it in that room in a particular spot. I didn't know that demons, they collect tithes too. He said, see doors everywhere. He said, any company he wanted to do business with, he entered there. He said, door will open. He will dictate what he wants. Can I supply you people? They say, yes, give me LPO. They will give him. He was showing me pictures of the houses he had, the cars he was riding. He said, one day, of course, age is going, he cannot marry. He said, one day, he said, he opened that door and saw a heap of money there. He said, ah, this money I'm putting here is not wasting here. This spirit says I should be keeping money here. This money is here. He said, he decided to take part of it to go and do one business with it. He said, he took part of that money and closed the door back. I went. He said, in the evening, that night, sorry, he said, the spirit came in anger. I want you. And you still went to take my money. Because of it, all I've given you, I'm collecting back. He said, he begged, begged. He said, mm-mm. She don't get a beg. She doesn't take nonsense. He said, like play. Those places he used to go, he said, as they go from gate, they'll be driving him as if they have never known him before. He said, he sold all those houses he had. Where's the money? Could not see the money. He sold all his car to be able to have food to eat. He was showing me, he said, the person that took him to that water, they said, come, there is something we shall do that will appease the spirit. He said, he told the man, it's better I die. He said, how me man will stay like this with no wife? Eh? You can't attach me to wicked spirit. We no get mercy. So he's been jumping from church to church to look for deliverance, for prayers, for mercy. What come to my mind is, you see, he was following the law and he was prospering. Only Christians will not follow the law of our God. See, it's not everything that is prayer, oh. It's not everything that is prayer, oh. Okay. You will direct your path. I was sharing with my wife yesterday. He said, somebody called me. You know, got my number. Some big personality somewhere. Maybe they are watching me, so let me be careful. You know, called me and told me the problem that he was having. Marital problem. And the way he spoke it to me, he said it was one prophet that was disturbing that marriage, took the wife away or something like that. I was angry the way he described it to me. I said, this night, all these false prophets, they go, look, say, God today. I collected the names, collected everything. In the midnight, I knelt down to start my prayers. The Lord spoke to me. This one, you don't need prayer, you need wisdom. I stood up. I need wisdom, not be prayer. Amen. I need wisdom, not be prayer. Which wisdom? Then I changed my prayer. Lord, okay, give me the wisdom that will help me to restore that family. And I'm telling you, I've never met them, never known them, don't know how they look like, but on phone here, I handled that matter, and that woman, after how many years of separating with her husband, went back, and that marriage was restored. I never know them anywhere. It's phone call, counseling. When you allow God to direct your path, it is when you live a life of acknowledging Him in everything you do. Acknowledging God is not going to a prophet to see vision for you. Acknowledging God is following God's principles and living a life of total dependence on God. And when you are going to depend on God, there are principles to follow. Do what the Bible tells you to do. You must prosper. You must prosper. You must prosper. This God, if you don't know Him, you will live a miserable life, because working with Him can be very frustrating when you don't know Him, because there are things you think like a man. You want Him to do something, to fight a battle for you. There's a way you want Him to fight a battle. He will look at you, because He says His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But when you live a life of total submission to Him, then life will become sweet. I told some people, I've said this several times here, I will never get hypertension from thinking because of problem. When they demolish this church, all the trouble that associated with it, I didn't know my wife was monitoring me. She's here, she's hearing me. She was monitoring me to see how, you know, one day she said, "Are you normal?" I said, "Why do you say so?" He said, "You don't see me worried about all the fight that is going on." I said, "Why will I be worried? I will never, I repeat, I don't have anything called disappointment as part of my life." You know why? I have since discovered that concerning my life, and I believe it's the life of every believer, God does not want to share His glory with anybody. I'm telling you people this because I'm a practical person, very practical Christian. Very, very practical, since I discovered this God is real. Brother Peter, who preached to us here on Sunday, he said, he made a statement. He said that his wife is worried. Why is every time studying Bible, studying Bible, studying Bible? He said, he told her, the reason is because I want to know who created me and why He created me. That is why I'm studying. I said, this guy will live a fruitful life. Because that is what life is all about. When the Bible says every man shall give account of himself, that means we're here for a purpose. Why not discover what the purpose of God is in your life? So that when you meet Him, you will give a proper account. But there are people that live very meaningless life, as if you created yourself. Now, this is personally, I have discovered, I repeat, when some brethren came together some few years ago, to say they want to gather money to buy land for me to build my house. And I think 2 years have been one whole year. One whole year. Eh? They could not gather 20 million for the cost of the land. They could not gather it. And they were feeling ashamed. And I was laughing. One day I gathered them. I said, listen, you will never get that 20 million. God himself block it. I said, you will never gather it. Oh, how much should I don't get? He said, reach 8 million. I said, bring it. This thing will stay like this. I said, so that none of you will say, you are the one that built house for me one day. I said, bring this money. Oh, bring this money. Oh. Call the rest. Tell them, say, even because of this, it will block your sources of income. If you are waiting to receive that money to put and give me. I said, I know what I'm talking about. They gave me the 8 million. I said, thank you very much. So that when I go know what I want to do with them. I said, I carry and put for this church building project. I collected the 8 million and then put it in the church building account. And they bought all these tiles they are using everywhere. They use and buy them. So none of you could say, una buy anything from me. If you promise me anything, I'm expecting you. You told me to come, and I come, and you disappoint me. I never get angry with you. The conclusion is, it simply means you are not the one God is going to use to give me that thing. That's all. That's all. That's why there are some rich people that we know in this church, but they don't bring money for anything we are doing in this church when we are contributing money. I don't get angry with them. It simply means it is not your money God wants to use. You didn't bring your money. Didn't we finish this church building? You didn't bring your money. Didn't we do what we say we want to do with the money? Simple. God may be using you in some other way, but may not want to use you in this other way. So nothing to condemn anybody about. All this one, pastor, I have uncles that are very rich, but they don't remember me. Pastor, I don't know. There's a spirit. It simply means God does not want to use your uncles. Simple. Sit down. As simple as that. That is what that scripture is saying. See, trust in the Lord and him alone. And people who trust in him never get frustrated. The only prayer you pray is ask God for patience so that God will do it at the appointed time. God has his appointed time for everything. Praise the Lord. But what we do is keep praying. And keep praying. If I was praying, Lord, I'm going to meet Brother Mecca. He promised me he's going to give me 10 million naira. And I reach there. And he said, I beg, I don't get. I beg. You remember how you abused me that day? And now you come. And he's making caricature. No problem. It simply means you are not the one. This man talking here, Satan will have sent me to depression, anxiety and depression. If I didn't give my life to Christ. When I left the military, all my friends forsook me. Look, somebody say, see, I hear, but I'm not going to give you. That was the life some of them were living. Until some of them, one of them even went ridicule, just a phone call. Oh, you are around in Lagos. Can I make a call for small welfare? He shouted, Alu, is it only when you need money you call me? And these are people I was taking care of when I was in office. And I held that phone because I don't remember ever begging him like that. Just to ridicule me. And tears came out of my eyes. I said, see what I've been reduced to. They are making caricature of me. And I will never forget it. A few days after, the Lord showed me that we will switch position. And what that revelation was telling me is that this is the way they talk, so he go beg you. He himself go come to beg you. And it came to pass exactly. My wife is aware of what I'm talking. There was a time that I was the one. This was a multi-millionaire I was talking with that was making caricature of a son of God that was undergoing a trial period. And it reached a time that I was paying his children's school fees. Every week, I would see texts. About nothing, no. About nothing, no. About nothing, no. About anything for me. They do not switch. Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. When you put your trust totally on God, nobody can disappoint you. Nobody can frustrate you because you are not serving that person. It's not your God. That song that says, "My faith looks up to thee, the Lamb of Calvary, Savior, even." Listen, why he says that my faith looks up to you? Apostle Paul said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our lives. But instead of looking unto Jesus, they're looking unto man. When God is saying, woe to anyone that put his trust in a man. Somebody, hallelujah, I'm trying to place you in the pathway of progress this year. I'm not trying to place you in the pathway of progress this year. And when you walk in this principle, then as you pray, hallelujah, chapter 16 and verse 3, Proverbs 16 verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works, that is the prayers, unto the Lord. It's prayer, prayer, prayer. When you do that, your thoughts shall be established. What are your thoughts? Your thoughts are your expectations. For it is written, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. One of the principles of acknowledging God is tithe payment. And in verse 10 of Malachi chapter 3, there's a statement there. When he said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now here which said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. My emphasis is that he said, amen. Some years back, a brother who used to be in the same church with before, that was doing so well, he gave me this key. He said, the windows of heaven, he said, if you pay your tithe, God is not a magician. He said, you open the windows of heaven that you pour your blessing, there will be no room to contain. He said, who has that testimony? Literally like that. He said, what God does, and I believe that was the first day I had that, and it made a lot of sense. He said, when you do that, he'll be giving you business ideas. He'll be giving you ideas. That statement said, and I will pour you, I will pour you out a blessing. He didn't say, I will pour you out blessings. I will pour you out a blessing. That blessing that he will pour to you is, it will give you wisdom. It will give you one idea. With that idea, you just see yourself, just they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go. A friend of mine who used to own, I think he still owns that television station, Hosanna, maybe he's hearing me now, he told me, he said, he does not joke with his tithe payment. He said, suddenly, the people buy airtime, and that is why it depends on. And the people were not coming again. Some were not paying, some were withdrawing. So he was now telling, he went into prayer, but I pay my tithe, Lord. Now, will this station fold up? He said, while he was praying, he said, the voice of God spoke to him. He said, reduce your rates that they pay. And he said, if he reduced rate, he said he was arguing, can this be God talking to him? If he reduced the rate, the one way, if he reduced the rate, he won't be able to have enough money to pay now. He shared it with his wife. And the wife encouraged him, if you truly had the voice of God, just obey. So he said he wrote all the churches and all the people that were buying airtime, including those who stopped coming, that he has reduced the rate. And when he did that, everybody came back. And there was no chance to even get more people. Every minute of the day was fully booked for the whole quarter. And he began to make more money than before because the people could afford to pay. So everybody was now paying. And the station became very popular. Because he was paying his tithes, God gave him a blessing. God gave him a wisdom. God gave him a wisdom. Brother Cosmos was telling us how he did his own. Now he's a billionaire. When he started, he said he went to borrow 5,000 or so from somebody. How he discovered one company in Lagos, yeah, he was at Onitsha. He discovered they were saying something about motorbike or something like that, which nobody in Onitsha had known about that company. He said he discovered he went. He would come in the morning, come and buy, remove anything that would make anybody know where he got it from, and then come there and sell it. And in a week, he could travel and come here 4 times in a week. Sell. After some time, where he borrowed the 5,000 naira, he gave it back to the person. And the person said, how? And then, by the time people discovered where he was getting the thing from, he had made enough money. And now, he now changed a line of business. But he never jokes with paying his tithe. He was telling me, he said, that when he pays tithe from his own salary from the company, and at the end of the year, the profit is declared, after he has paid the tax, he will still pay tithe again from all that his company has made that year. And when he wants to pay the tithe, because they go into millions, he said his staff will say, he said he will laugh. All you people see is that business is coming from everywhere. You don't know what I am doing that is making these businesses come. Because you know he's a prayer warrior. And he does not joke with the principle of sowing. And as long as you follow these principles, he believes this Bible so much. He said when he stands on a principle in the Bible and he is taking any action because the Bible says so, whoever you are, including his wife, is telling him, why are you doing this? He said, you will tell him, say, you know, it's not me you are quarreling with. It is the word of God you are quarreling with. Because it is the word of God I am obeying. So, continue to fight now. Because it's not me you are fighting. You are fighting the word of God. The word of God says I should do this. That is why I am doing it. And you are challenging me. It's not me you are challenging. It's the word of God. Will I listen to you or listen to the word of God? Such a person, nothing can bring him down. Nothing can bring him down. He followed principle. He told us, he stood here to give that testimony. He said, in the worst period of his life, somebody duped him 18 billion naira. I made him suffer so many things. In the midst of that frustration, where everywhere was locked up. He came here and saw us doing a building project. Even with all that he was going through, he gave us 20 million naira. And he said, he was sitting down in his house. He was sitting down in his house. It's not even his line of business. It's a Lagos State government located his address. Without him knowing whether they were doing anything, came begging him, please, can you do this contract for us? And gave him a contract of $70 million and paid up front. He stood and he said, he knew when he came that it is because of that 20 million naira I gave Brad Assembly. It's a principle. Those that know their God. Oh, glory be to God. How do you know their God? By vision? No. Apostle Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's one problem Christians have. And I will continually hammer this throughout this month of the beginning of the year. So that somebody may take the words that we speak, learn it and apply it. And my prayer is that everyone that will practice what I am saying, God will confirm it with a testimony. That will give you reason to say, this thing this man is saying is true. It's true. And I'm not lying. I didn't tell you to give me offering. I am not the pastor that says, if you want to prosper, come and touch my shoe. I will take it, where you fall down. Oh, forget that thing. That's not it. Nobody prospers like that. The law, it says, as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. It is what you sow, you reap. God is not a magician. Don't deceive yourself. Apostle Paul says so. God cannot be mocked. It is what you sow, you reap. You sow nothing, you will reap nothing. If you don't work, you should not eat. If God is not a God of action, he's a God of reaction. You must move him to do something. And it is when you hold him at his principles. Those of us who walk by the word of God, people see us as foolish. But when the reaping time comes, oh, praise God. And there are different types of seeds. Different types of seeds. There are some seeds that when you sow, now, in 3 months' time, you can go and harvest. But you will clear again and begin to sow again. Then 3 months' time, you go again. Then you continue to go again. And there are some seeds that when you sow, it will take 5 years before you begin to reap. Hallelujah. That's why he said that you should not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Ecclesiastes say, in the morning, sow. In the afternoon, don't withhold. In the evening, sow. He that regardeth the wind shall not sow. He said, you don't know which of them will bring a harvest for you. Maybe all of them. Or maybe which one, the one you sow in the morning or the one you sow in the evening. Therefore, I believe in the principle of sowing. Even those businessmen will tell you that it is wrong to have only one line of business. It says scatter it around so that if this one crumble, you go hold onto this other one that is going. Praise the Lord. So you don't just hotel business. Hotel business. You have hotel in every city. Okay, COVID-19 don't come. People know they travel again. So what happens? Know where you're going to get income from. That is the principle of sowing. Acknowledge God. How does God expect us to live our lives for harvest? How does God expect me to do this my business? Now, in every field of life we are in, that old serpent, that demon, if you're a true child of God, comes after us. You get your shop, your next neighbor, because people, they come your own, they come by, you go vex. Before you know what, you don't go where you belong. Put something, put on there. And Christians who don't believe or know this principle, they just wake up in the morning, hey, 8 o'clock, hey, Father, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Lord of Jesus, they know they're wrong, go open shop. You go stay from morning to night, no customer come. Tomorrow again you come, no customer come. Next tomorrow your shop don't they go down. Waiting to happen. Of course, you will go to a prophet. Your prophet will say, there is one neighbor. There is one neighbor. Where did they? Where do this? The question I ask is, amen, where was Adam when Eve was tempting his wife? Where are you spiritually that somebody will come and drop something to work against your business? Where were you spiritually speaking? Do you pray? Do you pray before you open that shop? Have you thanked God before you closed the shop yesterday? Did you thank God? It's a principle. Did you pray? If you pray, as that woman, they come pour something, God will show you in a dream. If he doesn't show you, there will be one unction, one burden for prayer, unusual that day, that will come upon you. You'll find yourself praying in a realm you didn't pray, and you don't even know what is happening. This God we serve is a mighty one in battle. Praise the Lord. And if you attend a living church like this one, we give instructions regularly, things to do. Go carry that water. Where that woman, where they come from Togo? There's one sister that comes from Togo. This story is her story. People were not coming to her shop to buy, not knowing that her neighbor was the one that was causing it. She only joined us online or so, and we blessed Sasha of pure water that day. We said, when you go to your place of business, anywhere they cage my business, as this thing we smash, I smash it, I scatter that cage in the name of Jesus, break it in front of your shop. And she said she went that day and did it. All of a sudden, people are coming and say, which time you come here? Which time you begin open this shop? See, you have fine bags. What happened? And they say, hey, I've been here since. Something covered. Somebody, your business they have covered will open today. I say your business they cover will open today. Your CV that they cover, I say today, it will be uncovered in the name of Jesus. That was when she said, So this thing is true. And suddenly, that woman now began physical fight. You will not stay here and do this same market. What they do with me? Why? Say your own, I say my own now. That was when she now knew. Not the only ones. Bila said that every day she began to smash water in case you go and renew. Again, I reverse it. Praise the Lord. So just study and follow these principles. I shared with the ministers. Of course, I had that revelation, Prophet Boboye, years back, before we even came to this place where we were managing somewhere in Mafuluku. He said, there was a business I was expecting that would go into millions of dollars. And I had made a vow that I will use it to build the church wherever we shall get land. The next day, the prophet came to me and said, the Lord told me last night as I was praying that you have vowed that the money you are expecting, you are going to use it to build the church. God is saying you will not get that money because of that vow. He said, because he has decided that he will use the building of this church to bless people. So one person cannot take that blessing. That is what guided me. I said, is it not possible for God to raise one man and build, you know, and build whatever is to be built? It's a principle. It took us 7 years to finish building this project from the time it was demolished. 7 years. 7 is God's number for completion. And this is a restoration ministry. If it is a restoration ministry, then there must be something here that when the people's lives, God's children, are destroyed, he raised this place. There will be something here that when they come, he will use that thing and restore them. What is it? That 200 naira you were dropping for building projects. That's all. That's why every time I keep saying, nobody come to this ministry and remain the same. And I've had testimonies. I share with you. I said, a brother, every time he will come, he's always the one that donates the highest. Even when we want to do, we say we want to buy a generator some 2-3 weeks ago. That day, we needed people pledges. He was the one that pledged 1 million naira. He said he pledged 1 million naira. I didn't know who the person was until one day I said, look for this person, where get this check, where did they write, who be the person? And he came and I looked at him, I said, what is it behind all this one where you sponsor this church? He told me, he said, one program we had like this, he was sitting at the back, a brother that came, I was anchoring it, and said a particular amount that people you have come. He said that was all the money he had. He was a hustler. And he said, a voice spoke to him, take it and go and give. And he came to the altar and dropped. He told me, he said, after that day, some kind of connection he got is what opened doors, and he's a millionaire now. He has finished building house, if not houses. And almost every service, in a different car they use to come. When he's sitting down there, you're not going to say na him. Oh. They can't dress where they dress. You're not going to say na him. Now maybe when you see him enter in car outside, you go, no. Why? You see what God used? Just that offering opened the door for him. This is a restoration ministry. That's why I'm teaching you now. Those of you that are already on, so that you will keep me on. Let nothing bring you down again. Those of you the enemy has brought down, I want to lift you up now by my teaching now. So that you will follow this principle and stand. If I anoint you and you don't follow this principle, the anointing will not work. If you smash water without following this principle, it will not work. If I make pronouncement, you say amen, you fall under anointing, you will still be falling under anointing every service if you don't follow this principle. What is the principle? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. What is the principle? Commit thy works unto him, and he will direct you. Praise the Lord. Let us stand up.